Listen now to the Truth or Consequences special 6th anniversary show with celebrity contestants, including Jack Benny, Eddie Cantor, Phil Harris, John Charles Thomas, Dinah Shore, George Montgomery, Rochester, Rudy Valley, William Bendix, Basil Rathbone, and many others.
D-U-Z,
put dust in your washing machine. See the clothes come out so clean. When you does your wash, you clean.
D-U-Z does everything.
Hello there, we've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. And listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's Thursday night on Truth or Consequences, the 6th anniversary of America's Grand Old Parlor Game. Coming over in masquerade costume to help celebrate with the daddy of Truth or Consequences are many of his famous celebrity friends of radio. So let's greet the originator and conductor of the number one fun show, dressed in the devil's costume, the headman himself, Ralph Edwards! Thank you very much, Dave Stewart, and greetings, party players. This will be a Truth or Consequences night long to remember. Each contestant who appears at our microphone tonight will be a famous radio star, but he or she will be disguised in a masquerade outfit, which in some way typifies the celebrity's personality. As Jay said, I'm dressed in a devil's outfit, my assistants are wearing clown suits, and the orchestra with conductor Frank Duvall and organist Buddy Cole are all dressed in union suits. But let's guess who this first celebrity is coming up to the microphone. Our first famous contestant tonight is dressed exactly like a banjo, with banjo eyes, banjo head, and he's pushing a giant perambulator, a tremendous baby carriage with five baby boys in the carriage. Who is it going to be? Welcome to our Truth or Consequences 6th anniversary party.
And congratulations to you on your 6th anniversary party. Where am I? Oh, yes.
Yeah, Studio C, NBC. Yes.
Look what I've got. What? Five straight men. Look at them.
Eddie, this is you. Eddie, quiet, children. Quiet. Eddie,
quiet, Papa Spank. Ida, take the kids home.
Eddie Cantor with five baby boys. What goes?
Yeah, well, all I know is I read the book My Son, My Son 2.5 times.
Oh, you're wonderful. Look at your terrific.
I'm training my own audience. I drop the eggs and they hatch them.
Yeah. Well, look, Eddie, how's about introducing the little darlings here? Hmm? Will you introduce them?
Oh, sure, sure. This is little Ken Carpenter Cantor.
Sounds like a pigeon.
And this one is Harlow Wilcox. And this cute little cherub is Jimmy Wallington Cantor. And this one that's drooling is Truman Bradley Cantor. He talks more than the others. And this little chubby little rascal is Don Wilson Cantor. Say thank you. Say thank you, boys.
What they say, Eddie?
They said, with men who know best, you can put cheese on your linoleum if you shampoo with wax, so your head will be so round, so firm, it floats. That's all the commercials rolled in one.
Yeah, well, they're great boys, Eddie, but the audience saw through your disguise, so you and your five sons will have to pay the consequence.
Yeah.
Now, we want you to serenade your five little fellows with a lullaby onesie twosie.
Oh, no.
Yes, and you babies must sing back. You understand, boys? All right, are you ready?
Okay, here we go, children. Listen to Daddy now. One Z, two Z, I'm half woozy.
Two Z, three Z, it was a dizzy.
Three Z, four Z, boys galore Z.
Pop will never be the same.
Four Z, five Z, men alive Z.
Five Z, six Z,
we ain't from Dixie.
Six Z, seven Z, seven come 11 Z.
He won us in a crap game.
They are my whole life's work. Now I've completed my mission.
Oh, Pop, you're such a...
What?
Just a gigolo.
7Z, 8Z, it must have been fake Z.
8Z, 9Z.
What's the assembly line, Z?
9Z, 10Z. Let's start again, Z.
Cut it out. Are you kidding?
Move over, boys. Here comes Daddy.
Oh, Daddy.
One Z, two Z, I love you, Z.
Happy birthday,
Ralph. Thank you, Eddie Cantor. Oh, we'll be listening to your Itana Salafatica show Wednesday night. And a million thanks to our five great announcers, Ken Carpenter, Don Wilson, Harlow Wilcox, Jimmy Wallington, Truman Bradley. Here's a lollipop for each. Don't fight over it, boys. Now, here come four more people to our celebrity masquerade TRC party. Here's a girl in a Waves outfit and a sailor with SP on his sleeve. Both are wearing eye masks. Now, where else would you find a wave? But on a shore, Dinah Shore, and the Shore Patrol is a permanent patrol for Dinah, her husband, the movie star and ex-Army Force airman, George Montgomery. Here they
are. What did I say then?
Ex-Army Air Force man.
Good night,
sweet couple, these kids are.
Hello, Ralph. Lloyd.
Fine.
Happy birthday, Ralph.
Thank you very much, Dinah and George. And now we're happy you came on over from your Thursday night Bird's Eye open house to be with us, Dinah.
Thanks for the plug.
Hold on a minute now, kids. The party's really beginning to rock. Here comes another guest in masquerade. This fellow is dressed as the book Lost Weekend.
Who can this be?
Okay, kids, let her rip and blow. It's Harris, the star of the Jack Benny show. Yes, wait a minute. Say applause on them. Many happy returns, Ralph. Many happy returns.
Thank you, Philip, for that. Well, welcome, Phil Harris. I want you to meet Dinah Shore and her Shore Patrol, George Montgomery.
Hello, Montgomery.
Hi, Phil.
I like that costume, boy.
Yeah, Lost Weekend. What's that bulge in the back?
I'm using Ray Milland as a bookmark.
Well, here's another masquerader. Let's find out what celebrity this is. He's dressed as a college boy, Yale blue turtleneck sweater, and he's wearing a megaphone upside down on his head with holes in it for eyes, and he's throwing paper watches to the audience. Who is it? Who is it, folks? Huh? Who's it going to be? Rudy Bradley! It's that Thursday night dream man, Rudy Valley.
Assault me, children, assault me.
Welcome, Rudy, my boy. But how come the throwing of those phony watches in the audience?
You kidding? My time is your time.
Oh, yeah. And that time is all the time, Rudy. We're proud to have you at our party. You know Dinah and George?
Certainly. Hello, Bird's Eye and Wolf's Eye.
Hello, Spaniel.
And you know Phil Harris, Rudy.
Hello, Steinsong.
Hello, Pinch Bottle.
Oh, you two know each other.
Indubitably.
You're crazy. It was in Kansas City. I've never been indubitably in my life.
All right, now everyone saw through indubitably. Everyone saw through your disguises, so you must all pay the consequence. Now, we'll pretend that George Montgomery here is Mr. Average Radio Listener. Let's say, George, that's you, Georgie boy.
Yes, Ralph.
You represent all of the people who just stay home and listen. Now, with a flick of your wrist, you can tune out Dinah Shore, Rudy
Valley.
No. Yes?
No.
And Phil Harris. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, Average Listener, you know, Average Listener.
And so,
we're going to put you three famous people with your three famous songs in three separate booths. Dinah in booth one, Rudy in booth two.
Right.
And Phil Harris in booth three.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll find microphones in there, and when you get in, start singing your well-known theme song. Dinah Shore sings Blues in the Night. Rudy Valley sings My time is your time, and Phil Harris sings That's What I Like About the South. All right, go in there while I explain to Mr. Average Listener, George Montgomery. George?
Yes, Ralph.
Now, here are three dials on this instrument board. They each control a booth. See, one, two, three. George, you can tune them in and out at your will.
What dial controls Dinah's booth again?
The left one, the left one.
Left one. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yes, okay. What do you mean, thanks? Just stay away from that too much. George, you show us now how you listeners can control the radio people with just a little finger. Start singing, kid. All right, they're at it already.
My mama told me when I was
recognize
in
that voice.
Day.
Yeah, boy.
Dawn of the dawning, the day of the
hunt.
You'll hear the
a
sound.
A man's got to rich talk and
the
he'll give it a big eye.
Big foot full of those berry jams and that's what I like about it. Black eyed peas, you can eat as much
to
as you
please. The wine
stand and drink a tall stop.
Now,
what I like
about
it.
You know,
come on, Roy, down
the
street.
You
can't be
careless.
Stop it,
Roy.
Stop
it,
Roy.
Stop
it, Roy. Stop it, Roy. Stop it, Roy.
Stop it, Roy. Stop
it, Roy. Stop it, Roy. Stop it, Roy. Stop it, Roy.
My mama done told me.
What I like about the South.
Going back to blue.
This is the finale. Get them all three on. Finale.
You got it all on. That's what I like about that sound.
That's how they sound. The radio is here. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
There you have proof of how you listeners control the greats of radio with a flick of your wrist. Thank you, Dinah Shore, George Montgomery, Phil Harris, Rudy Valley. George, we'll be seeing you in 20th Century Fox's Three Little Girls in Blue. Thanks for joining our Truth or Consequences party tonight. Well, hey, who is this coming up to the microphone now? My gosh, it's a gigantic red box with big white letters that spell D-U-Z. Who is it, folks?
Jay Short!
Jay Short, sure.
Well, sure. How does you do, folks?
Hiya, Jay. How did you ever happen to think of dressing as a Duzz box?
Well, what else? I'll find the Duzz man on this show, right?
Yeah.
And besides, Duzz is the cause of lots of celebrations every wash day. It really does everything.
That it does.
And golly, Ralph, congratulations on this wash day one. You are pouring in from folks everywhere. Here's one from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mrs. Catherine Clemmy says she's going to invite Duzz to all her birthday parties from now on because at the last one, somebody spilled a dish of gooey strawberry ice cream all over her best rug.
Rug? Ugh. What'd the lady do?
She does the rug and it looks like new.
Nothing ever
more done. Oh, here are special congratulations to Duzz from Reading, Massachusetts. Mrs. J.C. Cook writes, I never felt more like kissing a man other than my husband as when the grocery man brought me a box of Duzz yesterday. After all the substitutes I've had to buy, it was Duzz wonderful to see that big red box again. I wanted to celebrate.
Great.
Now you see, folks, the one and only Duzz does everything. Gets the greasiest work clothes clean without hard scrubbing. And Duzz does towels dazzling white. The whitest white any soap can turn out. And yet this wonderful new soap actually leaves the pretty colored ray on you wash brighter. Because Duzz is safer for colors than any other leading wash day package soap. Duzz does everything.
Okie dozy, Jay Stewart. Whoa! Hold everything! Oh, what? Wait a minute. Here's a late arrival to our Truth or Consequences 6th Anniversary Celebrity Masquerade Party. And he's driving a car right on stage. And what a car. Looks like a 1919 model. Well, and in the driver's seat, a familiar-looking fellow with a big white cap, goggles, scarf, and a duster, a white coat turned up around the ears, and look, welcome, welcome. Hey. Who is this?
Mr. Benny will be along in a minute.
Well, Rochester.
It ain't Fred Allen, kid.
No, and it isn't Jack Benny either, Rochester. Where's your boss?
Well, Mr. Benny. Oh, he's under the hood. Somebody's got to make this automobile run.
Oh,
am I late?
Jack Benny!
Oh.
If Mary saw me now, she'd punch me right in the nose.
What on earth?
Just once, I want to see these pictures in the papers. Just once.
What?
Got a good title for the show tonight, Junk or Consequence.
What on earth are you doing under
oh,
the...
Oh, you really want to go into this?
Shall we do it?
We tried it once this afternoon. It was lousy. No.
Right. What on earth are you doing under the hood, Jack?
I had to do this ever since the motor's been missing. You get used to it.
Yeah. Isn't it warm under there?
No, I keep my face in the fan. It's cooling.
You don't want to bathe that way.
That's quite a costume you're wearing there, Jack. Champ written across it. Sort of a track outfit. Must be a workout, huh? When do you expect to have the motor back in the car?
Oh, when he sells the house. He's got the motor home generating electricity.
Motor. I see a lot of people here, Ralph. I guess the party's underway.
Yeah, Jack, come right on up here now. And since your identity was guessed, you'll have to pay the consequences.
Well, do I?
We thought a good thing for you.
Shall I get my...
Would be to stand up here in front of these people.
I brought my violin.
And you know. Play your favorite tune on your violin.
No, I'm not prepared. I couldn't.
Okay, well, then in that case...
Here it is, boss.
Oh, yes.
Okay, fine. Just a second.
Better see if it's in tune. Oh, wait a minute.
I look like a doll tonight.
Hold it a minute, Jack. As a further consequence, Rochester will pass up and down the aisle with a waste basket. You see, members of the audience.
And Harris will just pass.
Yes. Just pass on. Members of the audience may contribute whatever you wish, ladies and gentlemen. Well, not that. Then, when you have finished your number, Jack, we'll look in the basket and see what contributions you've received.
You mean I get to keep everything that's in the basket?
Yes, everything.
Oh, that's interesting. Three choruses, Rochester.
Just one.
Oh, yeah, Rochester.
Yes, boss?
Stay out of balcony. Just the reserved seat.
Oh, okay, boss.
All right, now here we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. With my hat on, it doesn't make any difference which side.
Billy! Mr. Billy!
What? Well, wait a minute. I got a script here. What is it, Roger?
Do you know of Mr. Elmer Fife from Indianapolis?
Elmer Fife? No, I don't, Rod.
Sorry, Mr. Fife, we can't take your $100 check.
Rochester, mind your own business. Hello, Elmer, old pal. Thank you.
Okay, come on up here, and let's see how much we got in here. Bravo, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Rochester, how did we, what interesting items were dropped in the basket?
Well, here's something.
Well, a gun. I can use that.
There's a note tied to the handle.
What does it say?
It says, now is not too late.
I got another peach of a line coming up. Wait to hear this. Wonder what it means. I knew that would get a yell. Go ahead. You say now it's not too late. Wonder what it means.
P.S. Pass the bucket again. I forgot the bullet.
Well, there are a lot of other interesting things in here, Jack. Plus $2.97, which Jack can turn over to his favorite charity. Won't you do that, Jack?
I sure will, folks. $2.97. See, I'll give it to my favorite charity in the morning. I'm sure Mary's mother will thank you very, very much. Come on, Rochester. Good night, folks.
Good night, guys. Jack Benny, and thank you, Rochester, for joining our 6th anniversary Truth or Consequences party. We'll be listening for your regular Sunday show, Jack. Well, it looks as if we hit the jackpot again. Here come three celebrities in masquerade. The first one is dressed with the bottom part of him a kitchen stove, and on top of the stove is a house, and his head is sticking out of the chimney. It looks like home on the range. I wonder who it can be. Well, it must be John... Yes! America's beloved baritone star of the Sunday Westinghouse Show, John Charles Thomas! Oh, come on, Mr. Thomas. Happy New Year.
Welcome, welcome to our sixth anniversary party, Mr.
Thank
Thomas.
Thank you, Ralph, and congratulations. Six times.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Thomas. Now, wait a minute. What's this? Here comes a familiar-looking fellow swaggering up to the microphone and wearing a Brooklyn Dodgers baseball uniform and a catcher's mask. Oh, who's this? Who's this? Write the star of the Life of Riley and Teal Show every Saturday night, just after Truth or Consequences, William Bendix. Hi, William.
Here's that foul ball again.
Well, take off that catcher's mask, Bill Bendix, and meet the world-famous baritone, John Charles Thomas.
Well, hiya, Johnny.
How do you do, Mr. Bendix? From that uniform you're wearing, I take it you're a loyal Brooklyn Dodger fan.
I'll say. Boy, did you ever see them Dodgers play?
Yes, but I like baseball better.
What a revolting development this is.
Now, hold on a minute, fellas, and get a load of this guy. He's dressed as Sherlock Holmes with that famous hat and curl stem pipe.
Yes.
Who is it, audience? Who is it?
Basil
Rathbone, yes. The famous Sherlock Holmes of radio and screen. Good evening, Mr. Rathbone, or should I say Sherlock Holmes?
Good evening, everybody. I must ask that none of you leave the room.
Why not?
The show's not over.
No, it isn't, gentlemen, indeed. And since your identities have been guessed, you must all pay the consequences. Now, if we can just find out one more fella, if we can just find that one, you must all sing the quartet from Rigoletto.
I sing.
Well, here's an intelligent-looking fellow dressed in a Napoleon's outfit. Long coat that scrapes the floor, big Napoleon's hat. Who do you think it is, gentlemen? Who can it be, huh?
Well, I should think
it's
that
just Nelson Eddy, is it?
No. No.
Is it human?
No, but you're getting warm.
They're coming from left field now.
Right.
Then it must be Finnegan of Duffy's Tavern.
Oh, you peeked under the man.
Finnegan of Duffy's Tavern. Do you really sing opera, Finnegan?
Finally.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen.
No.
All right,
gentlemen.
Quiet.
Yes. Here's your man, the quartet from Rigoletto. Music, maestro.
Timmy.
Me too.
With a quartet from Rigoletto.
Yes, we are. We learned a song like they taught us. Tra-la, tra-la. We are very clever.
But they're only saying that because.
I'm Bendix of the Riley clan. Life of.
Gotta do it, too, are you?
I'm home the English Charlie Chan.
Pick what from the noodle.
I'm north, I'm east, I'm west. Sing a hand.
Hurry up. Get over there. We'll be listening. Wonderful, wonderful people. Basil Rathbone, John Charles Thomas, William Bendix, who's running right now to his next show that follows, Life of Riley, and Charlie Finnegan Cantor, thank you for honoring Truth or Consequences' 6th anniversary with your visit. Well, Suds Alive, get a load of these guys. They're all dressed up in flowing white robes with crowns on their heads. My guys, it must be our sponsors, Mr. Proctor and Mr. Gamble.
Happy anniversary from P&G. Brought to you by D-U-Z.
Well, thank you. I see you brought along your lovely singing queen and her washing machine. So strike up those suds and sing out.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Put suds in your washing machine.
D-U-Z does everything.
Works should come out oh so clean.
D-U-Z does everything.
And are your towels white?
White, white, white.
All your colored rayons are brighter, too.
A D-U-Z does everything.
You'll find Suds does more for you.
D-U-Z does everything.
Ah, that was sensational.
Well, that face it does is a sensational soap. If you've got a mile-high stack of grimy towels, just does them and they'll dazzle. No soap does them whiter. If you've got a raft of greasy work clothes, just does them and they'll be shining clean without any hard scrubbing. If you've got a lot of lovely colored rayons in your wash, just does them and they'll sparkle. Does leaves colors brighter than any other leading wash day packing soap. So why take less than the best? Oh, I tell you, does everything.
Yes, hear me, Suds, that ever lessened 11 does. We have about 1 minute now. You've heard from a whole lot of stars. Now we're going to just go into the front parlor here. It can't be a 6th anniversary without hearing from our real cast, the American public. Raise your hands. We'll find out where you're from. Tell us what star you'd like to talk to. Quickly, Al, get the microphone cord. Raise them up. Hello, soldier. Come here. Shout your name in here. What is your name?
What, California?
I see. Jack Dempsey's up. Jack Dempsey. He is. Where's Jack Dempsey? He was back there. Take a bow. And would you like to speak to Jack Benny?
Huh? Oh, I'm asking. I'd rather take Basil Rathbone.
Basil Rathbone. All right. And let's have some more. Some more stuff. Basil Rathbone. Here's a man who wants to say hello to you. What's your name, soldier?
Drake Sprouse, San Diego, California.
San Diego?
Oh, very happy to meet you, soldier.
Right. Now let's have some more. Hello. What is your name?
Jay Uslaw.
Where are you from?
California.
What star would you like to talk to?
Jack Benny.
Jack Benny. He's there, I think. Jack, well, here's a lady from California. From whereabouts in California? Clark. All right. What is your name?
Kay Islow.
Miss Islow, Jack Benny. She's from Huntington Park. Jack, just want to say hello to us.
How do you do? I'll be right over.
No. That's all right, Jack. You don't have to come down and kiss her. It's all right. You don't have to come down and kiss her. What is your name, please?
What? Agnes Thompson from Michigan.
Agnes Thompson from Michigan.
I'm Jack Benny from Waukegan, Illinois.
All right. So thank you very... He's a violinist, he says. Okay. You got to meet the stars, and that was... Jack is trying to sell. Stop in there. All right, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't begin to thank all our famous guests for helping us celebrate. This NBC family is a real warm-hearted group. Thanks, Eddie Cantor, Don Wilson, Ken Carpenter, Harlow Wilcox, Truman Bradley, Jimmy Wallington, Phil Harris, Dinah Shore, George Montgomery, Rudy Valley, Jack Benny, Rochester, John Charles Thomas, William Bendix, Basil Rathbone, and Charlie Cantor, Ralph Edwards saying, good night, everybody!
Ralph Edwards' Truth or Consequences came to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
Don't forget, folks, the party continues here at Truth or Consequences. We'll be looking forward to your visit next week. When Doug will again present Truth or Consequences. A souvenir token for everybody on tonight, a gold engraved full of a wristwatch. Thanks a lot, gang. Good night.
Angel fair with golden hair.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Green reveals as much as 33% more luster than any soap. Removes the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. No other shampoo, only Green, with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.